Well, today's episode is on easy appeal filing steps with fees against order before CIT by SAG Infotech Private Limited Company. So let's start. The article describes the process of filing an appeal before the Commissioner of Income Tax, appeals, orders that would be appealable by the taxpayer to the Commissioner of Income Tax, appeals, fees for filing an appeal before CIT, appeals, and documents to be submitted for appeal before Commissioner of Income Tax, appeals. The taxpayer who is dissatisfied with the issued order of an assessing officer, AO, could furnish a petition with respect to the order to the Commissioner of Income Tax, appeals, by submitting Form 35 online upon the Income Tax e-filing portal within 30 days from the date of service of order or demand. Complete the appeal filing process before the CIT, appeals. The Commissioner of Income Tax, appeals, would discuss with the assessee and the assessing officer the preferred order of the person for the date and place for hearing the plea via issuing a notice to both parties. The assessee or the assessing office could either present personally or via an authorized representative on the hearing date. The Commissioner of Income Tax, appeals, either hears the petition or might suspend the same over time as per his consideration. Prior to issuing the order, the Commissioner of Income Tax, appeal, might either or may direct the assessing officer to perform the important investigations since he might deem fit and notify the outcome directly to him. At the time of this plea, the assessee would have the right to proceed into the additional basis of the plea which would be correlated to the same. The Commissioner of the Income Tax, appeals, will only accept additional grounds if a willful or unreasonable omission was not made. Appealable orders by assessee before CIT, appeals. The notice was issued against the assessee from the case in which he aggrieved. The notice issued under the Income Tax Act. Notice allocated under Income Tax Section 143(1)(1)(b), in which the adjustments have been rendered in the income return. The issued notice under Section 200(a)(1), in which the adjustments have been made in the filed statement. Under Section 143(3), the furnished notice excludes the case of a judgment issued via the dispute resolution panel. A notice of assessment or reassessment is given under Section 153(a) or under Section 158(b)(c) in case of search, seizure. Rectification order issued under Section 154 or under Section 155. Documents needed for submission of appeal before CIT. Form number 35, including a statement of facts and foundations of appeal, in duplicate. A certified copy of the order for whom the petition should get furnished. Notice of demand in the original. Copy of challenge of fees along with the information of the challenge, that is, BSR code, date of payment of fee, serial number, and amount of fee, are obligated to be filed in case of e-filing of the form of appeal. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Visit our website at blog.sageinfotech.com or call us at 0141 4072000. Thanks for listening.